Welcome to Storytime with Mama V. I'm your host, Victoria, but you can call me Mama V. In this show, we go on storytime adventures where magic exists, where brave knights and courageous princesses come out to play, and where the good always defies evil. Now, get comfy, because storytime is about to begin. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Storytime with Mama V. I'm so excited to read to you today. Today, on the show, we are reading Stella's Brave Voice. Now, we've read a book. This book, by the way, is written by Marissa Bader. And we've read another one of Marissa's books on the show, and it's called The Only Me. So, to give you a bit of a background, The Only Me is about twin sisters, but they're not identical. They're fraternal twins. And the story talks about Stella and Paige and how, even though they're twins, they're definitely very different. Now, in today's story, let's see what Stella's brave voice has to tell us. So let's get right into it. See that girl over there? That's my twin sister, Paige. We're alike in a lot of ways, but we can be different too. Like on our birthday, I only eat the cake, and Paige only eats the frosting. And I like playing dress up, while Paige likes playing catch outside with our big brother Robbie. Also, I'm quieter than Paige. Paige lives for talking. She even talks for me sometimes. Sometimes, it's as if even Paige forgets we're not the same person. I mean, it's not all bad. It's great to have someone I can count on when I get nervous to speak in class. But most of the time, I wish Paige would just let me talk. Last week in art class, Arthur asked me what my favorite color was. Before I could even open my mouth to answer, Paige blurted out, "Blue!" I was so mad. That's not my favorite color. It's hers. Like yesterday, I was trying to explain how to play this new game I made up for our friends at recess. But Paige cut me off and said, "Don't worry, Stella. I can explain it better." That's when this big, burning feeling swelled in my tummy and rose up to my throat. Ah! The game was my idea, and Paige just stepped in and took it over. I wanted to scream, but instead, I just looked down at my feet and muttered, "Okay, Paige." That night, as she was tucking me in, Mom asked, "What's wrong, Stella?" She can always tell when I'm in a bad mood. I tried to shake it off, but instead, everything came pouring out. I told her about Paige answering Arthur's question and how she jumped in to explain the game to our friends, even though it was my idea. Then I told her about the big, burning feeling in my body. Mom said, "I wonder if the big, burning feeling is your voice trying to break free." "What do you mean?" I asked. "When you two were younger, you were scared to talk to people," Mom explained. "I think Paige started speaking up as a way to protect you. If she answered, you wouldn't have to. But you're not a little kid anymore. You don't need Paige's protection. You just need to let her know that." Even though deep down I knew she was right, I was scared to talk to Paige about it. I didn't want to hurt her feelings. "Practice with your stuffies," Mom suggested. "Pretend Monkey is Paige and practice what you'll say next time she speaks for you." It took me a while to stop giggling at the thought of my sister being a twirly-tailed stuffed friend, but finally I said, "Paige, I can answer Arthur's question myself." Suddenly, the big burning feeling in my tummy started to lessen. I looked at Monkey again and said, "Thanks for your help, Paige, but I can explain the game to our friends." Amazingly, the big burning feeling became even smaller. Maybe I could do this. The next day, I woke up feeling a little worried, but also really excited to practice speaking up. I got my first chance during science class when our teacher, Miss Harper, asked us to guess why leaves change color in the fall. I really wanted to answer, but I was feeling all jittery inside. That's when a funny idea came to me. I pretended my classmates were all stuffies and my teacher was a monkey. Suddenly, talking in front of everyone didn't feel so scary. "Miss Harper, I think it has something to do with the weather getting colder," I said bravely. "Yes," Miss Harper exclaimed. "That's a big part of it, Stella. Good job." I'd done it. I'd spoken in front of my whole class. That afternoon at recess, my friends and I met up on the playground. "What should we play today?" asked Ella. I know, I started. Let's play tag, Paige shouted, interrupting me. The big burning feeling rushed up from my chest and into my throat. I felt my voice rising up strong and I said, actually, I want to play on the swings.
Oh, wow. I didn't know you wanted to do that.
That's because you always jump in with your idea first. I love you, Paige, but I don't need you to protect me anymore. I can speak for myself. My heart was racing. I was proud of myself for speaking up.
But how would Paige react?
Finally, Paige said, I'm sorry, Stella. I didn't know. Then smiling, she held out her pinky.
Best friends?
And sisters, I shouted, wrapping my pinky finger around hers. Later, when we were walking home from school, Ava asked, what's your favorite after-school activity, Stella? Paige started to say, then stopped herself. Her eyes grew wide as she clapped her hands over her mouth.
Oops, sorry, Stella.
Good catch, Paige, I said. Then I turned to Ava and answered, my favorite activity is ballet. I just love twirling in my tutu. At dinner that night, our parents asked us to share our highs, our favorite parts of the day. I started to speak first, which really surprised everyone, even me.
My high is that I spoke up a lot today. I was nervous, but I did it anyway, and I'm going to keep practicing.
Everyone was so proud of me for finding my voice. They hugged me so tight I could feel their love. Paige looked at me and said, you were so brave today, Stella. Then we looped our pinky fingers around each other's and exclaimed,
best friends and sisters forever!
Okay, you guys, how brave was it of Stella to finally find her voice? I mean, as I was reading this book, I could completely feel her feelings, those big burning feelings when she would get angry, but then she was so used to Paige always speaking up for her. And until her mom gave her some kind advice of how to handle the situation, Paige would have kept, Stella would have kept steaming. But it's a good thing her mom stepped in and helped them figure the situation out. Well, this brings us to the end of our show today. I'm curious, do you have a sibling or maybe even a friend who always speaks for you? Let me know. Have a grown-up reply and leave a comment and let me know on my Instagram page. I'm going to link the other episode, The Only Me, as well as the link to my Instagram where I post a lot about this podcast and where listeners can connect and let me know how they're enjoying the show, what kind of stories they're enjoying the most. And again, and of course, that's also an opportunity for me to connect listeners with writers and grow our Storytime with Mama V community. Thank you so much for listening in again. As always, please make sure to share this episode with a friend, and I will see you on the next episode of Storytime with Mama V. Bye for now.